Chapter 1. Planet Crucible. Day 47 of the Malkani Insurrections. 13 years after the Clone Wars.
His name was Donan. And though that wasn't the name he'd been born with, he had the ink-rubbed brands to prove it. The black whorls and waves freshly applied by the clan masters in honor of his induction ran across his dusky shoulder blades under his coarse cloth jacket. They were one of four gifts he'd received upon joining the army of the warlord Malkan. A new name, the brands, a serrated knife, and an off-worlder's particle blaster. The masters had assured him that of the four gifts, the blaster was the most precious. Its grip was wrapped in fraying leather, and its barrel was scored and crusted with ash. It had enough power left to fire a dozen searing bolts, and Donan had been warned not to waste a single shot or drop it if it began to burn his palms. Those were the acts of a child, not a full member of the clan. He knelt among his new brothers and sisters. He'd yet to learn their names. Behind a low stone wall that stretched across the hilltop. His slight frame, thin from youth and hunger, allowed him to conceal himself fully behind the barricade. For this reason, he had been assigned to the front. Like his brands and weapons, that assignment was a privilege. He reminded himself as much when he began to sweat and tremble. He glanced sidelong at his companions and looked for signs that they too were afraid of the coming battle. They were nearly all larger and older, carrying off-world weapons that appeared as scored and rusted as his own. They cleaned their knives and murmured to one another. Donan told himself he would die for them, as they would die for him, in the name of the clan and its warlord. And if they won the day... If I survived the battle, Donan corrected himself. Victory was inevitable for the warlord Malkan. Only Donan's own fate was in question. Then they would celebrate. He'd heard stories of feasts, of troughs of clear water and skewers of bantha meat, of salts and sauces from other continents, other planets. He would gorge himself, he thought, and sleep in safety in the warlord's camp. He'd heard the clan celebrations before, while hiding, shivering in his father's home, and those joyful cries were what had finally lured him to the masters. His father had said the Malkanis were no different than any other faction on Crucible, but his father was wrong. No one else had such food or took so much joy in victory. No one else was as strong as Malkan, or had the wisdom to procure such a trove of off-world technology. Donan's new clan would build a better planet. Something far away howled in the dusty air, starting soft and rising rapidly. Donan squared his shoulders, half stood from his crouch, and thrust his blaster over the wall in one movement, as he'd been taught. He saw no target. A man's voice laughed behind him, and a broad palm cupped his dark hair and tilted his head back.
"Battle ain't started yet, boy. Just a ship headed to the tower. Get us all killed if you shoot."
His gaze redirected, Donan saw the sphere and crossbars of an off-world flyer silhouetted against the clouds. It roared in the direction of the steel spire and faded from view. Donan lowered himself to his knees again, and the hand on his head disappeared. He'd made a fool of himself. He silently pledged not to do it again. "We didn't see them much in the gulches," he murmured, an explanation, not an excuse. The man behind him grunted.
"You'll see them a lot here. I'm serious about not shooting. Don't go within a stone's throw of the tower either, no matter what happens. The off-worlders in white may not come out much, but you bother them even a little."
"I know," Donan snapped. He swiveled and looked up at the man, who could have been four times Donan's age, with milky eyes and pitted skin. Older than the warlord himself. But that didn't mean he'd been part of the clan any longer than Donan. "I know all about them. Their soldiers are clones. They make them in batches. The man grunted again, showing cracked yellow teeth and something that might have been a smile.
You don't say. Who told you that?
My father, Donan said. He used to fight them. He gestured with his head toward the sky, toward the stars hidden behind yellow-gray clouds. There was a war.
Well, you're not fighting clones, the man said. You're fighting the lowlifes who took the quarry last week and want our territory. That exciting enough for you?
Donan scowled and stared. I'm here to serve the clan, he said, and pivoted back to face the wall. One hand still clasping his blaster, he reached with the other to jerk down the collar of his jacket, displaying his brands to the man behind him. Donan heard the man laugh, felt a slap on his spine that rocked him forward.
I guess you are, the man said. Just don't get your hopes up. Take it one fight at a time.
Donan nodded, shrugged his jacket higher on his back, and gripped his blaster tighter. He wasn't sure what the man meant. The clan was hope for them all. It wasn't long before someone yelled that the enemy was approaching. The front line pressed against the wall and peered over. Donan saw specks against the brittle yellow grass in the valley below the hill. And soon, those specks resolved into the shapes of dozens of men and women. Most held spears above their heads like pennants. Only a few carried off-world weapons. But those weapons were the size of tree branches, cradled by their owners in both arms. The first of those weapons ignited with reverberating screams. Streaks of green fire spewed over the wall. The warlord's army became a mass of shouts Donan didn't understand. He steadied his blaster, reminded himself not to waste shots.
All praise to the warlord!
Someone called, and the shouting became a cheer. A rush of warmth filled the boy as he grinned and added his voice to the hurrah. His name was Donan now. He was defending his new home. These were his brothers and sisters. Their path was righteous, and he'd be part of their clan forever.